The South End boat ramp fees for commercial carriers. So currently, I think it's $225 or $250. Mm-hmm. There is a ton of traffic over there.
What do you mean commercial?
Well,
when I say commercial, and I'd have to read the definition, but I'm pretty sure when I say guys that make money, people that make money,
moving boats. See
what I mean? Not like
boat haulers.
Boat haulers, like Jonas and Jeff's Marine. Used to be, Knights used to have them. They don't have it anymore, I guess. Drink Allen Drinkwater, which Yachting Solutions bought it. There's like five. Benner, there's a new one. Cushion. I think there's five. That, when I say commercial, that's, those are the ones that, use it the most, and they do, probably do the most damage to a long-term $225 per year for their sticker.
Yep. For haulers, not for the commercial fishermen.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, we charged it this year. Well, so we made about, well, that's it goes along with the fish pier thing. Okay, so basically it's costing us, with our labor and public works, plus the two grants that we got from the state, it's going to be right around $75,000 to rebuild that. So you're talking every 15 to 20 years. Okay, not to mention the general labor once a year, stuff that we do. So you have to figure in the recapitalization costs when you go to figure out what you need to charge. So that's one of them that I would definitely look at.
So we should call these numbers up. Yeah. Journeys in or something like that in part.
November meeting, right?
December.
Oh, okay.
Well, Fish Pier will then do December, and I just thought next month.
Okay. Yeah.
Kahlua, throw the check for 25 grand.
Yeah.
We already talked about cruise ship fees, so that's a done deal. So we're starting when that was voted on into the future, it's $10 per person. What we do have to talk about is Adam's proposed wording of the new, how they charge the fee. Where 70-30, remember we talked about that? And also, if they tender to a private facility, which I would assume at some point someone would have a private facility, is the city still going to get port development which is the same as bar?
I think
so,
we're trying to do that all at the same time. It seemed to be too much.
I think before that gets voted on at city council, it needs to go through legal to make sure the wording is correct and it's completely up and up before they go approve something that might not quite,
I think before legal looks at it, I think they need to make sure they know that not all of Rockland Harbor is
either inside or outside.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Part of Rockland Harbor is outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rockland Harbor is a body of water.
Yeah.
And it's
roughly what percent would you say? I mean a ballpark.
It's right there, right?
Well, no, I'm just looking. Yes, I can't see the rest of Rockland Harbor.
Your guess would be as good as mine as far as percentage goes, but right. So what it looks like well, it's
right.
Well, a lot of it's not usable. Though.
It's
for like
I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the outer edge of the no discharge areas up there by the lighthouse. The no discharge area goes up to what's it called, Point in Camden. Because on the north end of Camden. So it says to me. I guess that's the harbor ends, of course, logically.
Did they anchor last time?
you can have no discharge areas, but how do you want to enforce that?
Well, basically, it's the only ones that we really want to enforce it
is
the cruisers. You can tell it's not being enforced.
It's going to be, it's not going to affect anyone that's bucketing, you know.
Because halfway between the White House and Hell's Head.
Yeah. So what you can do right now in it?
You can make it a no discharge zone, but that's not going to stop people from dumping unless you have a rigorous method of checking them when they get in there.
Well, that's,
and if you go down Cape Cod, you go into a harbor like Chatham or something, bam, they're on the boat.
Is that
make
right?
Sure your discharge is
well, that's the thing. The discharge I was about
make
to
sure
say.
Bilge
basically,
pumps are
if you,
off.
If you, when you enter Casco Bay,
a $250 fine if your bilge pump switch is even on. Not even if the pump's off.
That's about how they evolved those regs in Casco Bay. Otherwise, it's going to, you know, it's not. I can say it's totally unenforceable, except on the sort of honor thing of spot checks, shows, and seals.
Fee is not in is it in the code of the ordinance?
As far as the cables that don't tie up, the only thing in the ordinance on the fee schedule is the $2 per head, which is, you know, they're tendered in $2 per head.
Was that in?
Oh. It's the only thing that I could fit it to that makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't think I saw that in the fee schedule. Maybe it
is. Well, there is nothing that says tendering in. What there is, what is in there is passenger vessel is not from Rockland. Not owned by a Rockland resident. So if they're owned by a Rockland resident, a lot.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
If they're not, then it's too
so have they always served alcohol?
I guarantee they have. When does a cruise ship not serve alcohol?
Yeah, why would you go on a cruise if they didn't serve alcohol?
Well,
it'd be a 9 o'clock in the morning.
Talking to some of the passengers Sunday.
Hair of the dog.
The people that I see coming off the boat look like they do much drinking.
Yeah, and actually,
that
ship doesn't even have a license to be serving alcohol.
It was a mix of people that were then. Young guy in tennis shoes, always selfieing himself with them sticks and all that. You know,
they had a name permit. This is what I understand, and I can't even remember who told me this, but they had a permit from Maine. However, it expired on the 20th.
Yes, of September. The Vision.
State of Maine liquor license, I guess. All right.
And the state of Maine won't give them the liquor license if we don't sign the application for them. And I don't think we should. That's why I'm here, actually.
You don't think we should?
No.
Why?
Because we don't know, you know, what are our obligations when we sign it? Are we supposed to send the police department out, you know, when there are bar fights? There's a casino, there are bars, and there are restaurants all serving alcohol on there. Who are we going to send out to police them the way the police have to police our standalone bars in town?
Then,
you know, I mean, I just don't see that they even need a liquor license.
Oh, you mean require them?
Yeah.
Don't even need to be required.
No.
Well, like it or not, but there they are.
The state wants their money.
Yeah. The state gets a piece of money. They had like $600 a license, I think, or something.
$900.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And they've got actually. I should have spoken earlier. But they've got five ships. Royal Caribbean has five ships on one application form. $900.
No, that's convenient.
Yeah, and our standalone restaurants here in town.
Yeah, they all
each
have to have
one pays $900. The waterworks just paid $1,500 because they have extra space or something called a lounge. There are on the Vision sister ship, the Serenade, there are 12 restaurants and 10 bars or something like that. I mean,
does the city of Rockland see any of this $900 fee?
No.
No.
That's a state.
Not that one. No. That's right, there's no more.
So either each of the ships needs to have an application form, the way our standalone restaurants in town, which, you know, if a restaurant in town wanted to open up a branch of its restaurant at the other end of town, that would they would have to get another license and pay another $900. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this is really fair to our restaurant owners. You know? And we're not getting anything.
Well, that'll be, you know, that'll be on the air on Saturday.
But also,
a very important point there.
Yeah.
That liquor license, and the little modicum of municipal authority that happens here, there's some sense of leverage. You know, you can always go, well, we're going to have to delay until we get there.
If they have a state liquor license, they have to abide by the state law. And one of the laws in Maine is you can't run a tab. You have to pay for your drinks as they come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do that on them ships or not.
Unless
they usually run a tab and it's charged to their room or something like that. So I don't think that's legal in Maine.
Yeah.
So if they have a state license and that, they should have be checked out by the liquor inspector.
Just like the Marine Patrol will pop up on a scallop boat or something. Freak them out a bit, I think. The Rockland Liquor Police.
You can't charge alcohol in Maine in the bar.
Ma'am, I think on a fee, whenever you were talking,
should be
a fee for each ship.
Yes.
The boat is a hotel, so
I really think they probably need to do that towards the state, because the town doesn't have anything to do with that.
The state aggregated the five of them on a license?
Yeah.
This is a state permit.
Yeah, and did they, I don't know, did the state forward that to the city council?
It's a state license.
Yeah, but how did we get it?
For the whole business.
The whole business.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean Cruises is a corporation name.
It worked out okay. I mean,
I guess
that would be a question for our neighbors.
Yeah. Well, these are good things to bring to the state legislature. I think the one we have is willing to look at this as a justice sort of issue. You know, let the town should have the authority to have something to say over. Because as you say there, this is,
just like
in the end,
every other
ship
full of
drunken people. Those who are older in some ships, but not in others. They do encourage young people.
Actually, the vision.
There has to be
a lot more.
Otherwise,
is it the city license different from the state license, though?
The applicant, meaning Royal Caribbean, was supposed to file their corporate paperwork describing whether they're a corporation, limited liability company, or limited partnership. And they didn't file it. It's not even attached to their application form. And some of these ships are not owned by, I've looked up their ownership and their registration. They're all registered in the Bahamas. They're owned by different, each ship is, some of them, there are like seven of them or five of them, well, five of them, are owned by, the paperwork says, you know, a different entity owns them. Yeah. So we don't know what sort of corporate structures we're dealing with. We know that they're not registered in this country. And who's going to police them, really? And what other, and the license that they had expired on September 20th, so whatever they're doing out there now, they don't even have a license for.
And assuming that
the state has processed it, then there's really nothing to do, right? If they've already applied for another license.
I don't know if they've ever seen this.
Who?
The state. I don't know if they.
I think they might have just pulled it off the website.
No, I was thinking maybe they got a blank form from the state. And then they filled it out.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know where this application came from.
Call the state of Maine and ask.
Well, that's going to be the critical point. So is it in the business end, the licensing, ship cruiser licensing, I guess. I ought to be able to look that up.
I guess.
It's very odd.
The first thing we need to do is figure out where they anchor. Okay, because if they do not anchor in Rockland Harbor, we have zero control over this.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not Rockland Harbor where they are.
Well, it's Rockland Harbor, but it's not Rockland's Harbor.
Rockland's Harbor.
Yeah. Not under Rockland's jurisdiction.
Well, then it wouldn't be Rockland.
Right, and so we don't want it to be Rockland, so it would be Owlshead, right?
My guess is they anchor in Owlshead waters.
Yeah. But remember, there's some kind of regulation that they get for where they land their people. Okay, it doesn't matter where you are, but where you land those people, it's another part of the licensing. That probably that's why the head count can be done even if they're out in Rock or Owlshead waters, as long as they're coming in here.
Yeah, they were to vote on liquor licenses, but they postponed it 3-2.
That's the first thing I'm going to do. And then I already talked to Tom about this, and I said,